USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is again hammering Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Blinken speaking at a UN conference, calling it a brazen violation of international law. He said that includes a UN charter. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8%. Following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
Rescue crews are continuing to search for survivors in Kentucky after days of flash flooding. At least 30 people are dead, including four children. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says he's grateful for everyone helping.
Fish and Wildlife, got a chance to thank them for all those rescues, and they're the ones finding most of the bodies, so make sure they're taking care of themselves.
The governor saying the area still recovering from the first round of heavy rain is now under the gun for another round of severe weather Monday. Russia is finally allowing grain to leave Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed over 5,000 cases of monkeypox in the United States. In front of the Hartford Hospital in Connecticut, Senator Richard Blumenthal urges the federal government to produce vaccines for the disease through the Defense Production Act.
The federal government has the raw materials for 11 million doses. It should put those raw materials to work right away through the Defense Production Act and make sure this vaccine is available.
There are currently two types of FDA-approved vaccines used to prevent monkeypox, according to the CDC. Members of Congress, like Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, continue to sound the alarm over Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok.
It is both a national security threat and a surveillance threat to millions of Americans. And think about what the Communist Chinese Party, who has a board seat with ByteDance, what they're doing with this information.
New Jersey State Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is scheduling hearings regarding the ticket industry's selling practices following very expensive Bruce Springsteen tickets on Ticketmaster. Tickets selling on the site for thousands of dollars per ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.